Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre.
As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with next listen recommendations to habituate every type of thriller listener.
The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that have enthralled you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped.
So Ronnie, I recently downloaded Squeeze Me by Carl Hyacin, mainly because it shows a martini glass with a snake tail wrapped around it. I mean, what else needs to be said? And I am very excited to listen to it later today.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500. That's audible.com/crappins or text crappins to 500-500.
At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada.
You can shop Saks.com for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch.
Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Goodbye, Carl!
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Oh my God, hello Orlando, hello Florida.
Hi everyone.
So good to be here.
Oh my God.
I love being in Orlando. The city of magical thinking, darling.
The city beautiful.
Really is. This is a magical thinking kind of place. It costs you some money though. This is,
yeah.
These ears were not cheap, you fuckers. All right. Life is magic for a prize. But look, I got my like little Lisa Vanderpump ears. My Vanderpump Rules colors. Yeah. And I was like, how much are these? She's like, your house. Your house. Like, worth it, mini.
Did you get them at the airport? Is that where you got them?
Of course, where else?
That airport. Yeah. I firmly believe it should not be referred to as the Orlando airport. I believe it should be called the Look, There's Olaf Airport, because I sat there waiting for the little trolley and I swear to God, like 10 different people came up. Look, there's Olaf. There's Olaf.
Yeah. It's like the Vegas for children, you know, because like on the plane on the way here, everyone's like, oh my God. Like little kids, like spitting all over me. They're so excited, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing here? And I'm like, I'm going to see my friend Elsa, you know. And they're all excited.
Mama like, Elsa.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
I didn't specify which.
Could you imagine those?
Hey.
Could you imagine, like, kids, you get to see Elsa today?
Yeah, it's a town. It's a Hello, town of kids. Magical ghosts. I mean, Disney is all about the magical ghosts. You know, the cool parents always die right at the beginning. I mean, it's how Disney works. We yeah. all know that, you know. Like,
welcome, welcome to the Magic Kingdom, children. You will never be happy.
But it is, the magical thinking goes a little too far. My Uber driver took the wrong turn and we went down this dead end street. And he's like, he shouldn't have said anything because I thought it was part of the tour. I was like, how nice. Maybe someone famous lives here. I don't know. So then he's like, sorry. So he gets back on the road and then we're waiting in fucking traffic. I mean, really everywhere. So we're waiting and then he makes the same turn onto the dead end road. And I was that's like, is something gonna, can we go through a house? Like, how magical is your thinking, sir? And he's looking really closely. Like, surely it's gonna be different this time. Like, this town is too positive. And then you get on the plane on the way home, and all the kids are like, fuck you, mom. And it's like they're 2 years old, like, fuck you, fuck this town. They say, what were you doing here, mister? I'm like, I was visiting my sick friend, Elsa. Right? Like, just turn it all negative. She was thinking of an ex-boyfriend when she was washing her hair. It all went down.
I just, I like, you know, one thing that I had heard about the Orlando airport, but I was like, is it true? Is it not true? But then I had it verified in real life today, is that they do not sell chewing gum at the airport because too many kids come by and stick the gum everywhere. Because I was going to pick up some, like, a snack, and I hear a lady comes, like, barging into the Hudson News. She's like, do you got gum? And they're like, no, we do not sell gum in the airport. She's like, why not? It was like Jennifer Aiden. What's wrong with you, mister?
Where's the gum?
Where's the gum, Margaret? Sell the gum, huh?
Better get some gum up in here.
Yeah, my husband had an affair, but at least he also had some gum.
So they don't have it because the kids stick it everywhere?
Is that... I mean, you guys might... It's true, it's because there are too many kids, right? Yeah.
Well, if you're going to do things to avoid kids being little shitheads, you shouldn't have a Disney in the first place. I mean, this place is supposed to be what kids aren't... What you don't like about kids. I have so much kid spit on me. I'm going to have kid COVID. They were all over. One little baby just kept poking up, like, smiling the whole time. She ate the seat in front of me. She was like...
Guys, we also have to have an RIP for Teddy Mellencamp, who was the first person voted off of Celebrity Big Brother. We were watching, we're a little behind. We were watching the second episode backstage. No spoilers. Sorry, guys.
RIP, B.
Let me tell you something. When you talk about Teddy Mellencamp, it means there's going to be disappointment. So it just is part of it, okay? Sorry, it's just like it's like the ring. You know, I have to, like, send it forward. Otherwise, I'm going to get a phone call, and in 7 days, Teddy Mellencamp's going to crawl out of a well and be like, hi, it's Teddy.
You want to see a real look of terror on Naomi Watts' face? Have Teddy crawl out your toilet.
Have Teddy Mellencamp crawl through your TV. I mean, that's just like, she doesn't have to kill you. She just has to happen.
Yeah, Teddy Mellencamp coming out of the toilet like, I counted your calories.
Say it to my face. Say it to my face.
We were just watching that backstage and just booing. I don't know if you heard, like, cows back there, but all it sounded like was, every time she came on.
I'm really excited to see how it all pans out, because also Cynthia, God bless her, I don't think she knows what TV show she's on. She's like, like there's votes? I was like, it's going to be interesting.
Cynthia's like, you want to be on a team? I'm on a team. Here's who's on my team. And then she tells everyone
who's on her alliance.
All right, we'll get to it. So welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast. The podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on the old bros. Today is our first ever live Real Housewives of Miami recap.
Yes.
We've never done it.
We had to do it in Florida. And by the way, also, thanks for waiting 2 years for us to finally get here. Thanks, Florida.
We will come.
So,
build it, they will come. Eventually.
We are like the Real Housewives of Miami also, in that it just takes us a little while to get back to you guys, but we get there.
This is how I think I'm going to lose weight. I have 20 waters. I still eat everything I see, but I drink a lot of water. Sorry, people at home. There's a lot of water up here.
I'm just waiting for you to fling your hand out and this bottle of water to come crashing down on my laptop.
I know.
We all know.
I know.
We all know.
Move the water.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting here with, like, a Marisol cocky cup full of iced coffee. If anyone's going to spill, it's me. I'm like, Ronnie, I can't believe you have a bottle open. I've got this thing just teetering in the small base. Cocky. This is purely accidental. I was like, I want to have some iced coffee tonight. And so my friends Neil and Nate, who are here in the audience, they took me to a coffee shop, and I ordered a cold brew, and it came in a cup. It looks like Marisol's cocky. I'm just going to gnaw on the straw for 2 hours. That'll just be like my comedy for that.
The Miami song. Do you remember it?
Martin,
Has it been 30 minutes? That was 20 seconds. And Adriana's like, I did that song. That's me singing the song.
I had totally forgotten that she did the theme song. And I feel like years ago when we recapped it, I was like, fuck this song. And now I'm like, I love this song. It has the good as gold effect where I'm like, this song is great. What was I ever thinking?
I actually looked up the lyrics when the show came back on. I'm just like that, you know? So I was like, I want to know the lyrics. And it's like, Feel the Rush, okay. Because yeah. That's the name of the song. So that's automatically included. But the rest of them, I don't believe her. I don't believe that there were
what
lyrics.
Because
it really is just like, I mean, the lyrics didn't make a lot of sense. It's like, plane, tree, rock, you know, it's like whatever.
The entire song has the vibe of two people walking on a sidewalk trying to get out of each other's way, but they both go to the right, they both go to the left, like, you go, no, oh, my bad. Yeah.
Opening the door for somebody, but no, they're trying to open it for you.
Okay, is this mine? Is that your water? My water? Your water? Miami.
Stupid. Okay. So we know the show is on Peacock. Okay. And it's hard for some people to watch, you know? Like, how could you do a show on Peacock? I'm like, you're paying to see us. You can pay this. Peacock's way cheaper and better than us, okay? But we know. And also, since this is our first time doing this live, we have to give this disclaimer. We know we're offensive as fuck, okay? We don't. These accents are crazy. Okay.
We're just trying to sound like these ladies. We're not trying to traffic in stereotypes. So,
oh, right.
You know.
We're trafficking in whatever the fuck is going on here, and I love it.
Yeah.
I love my...
We're trafficking in Alexia. And, oh, well, you know Alexia. Oh, well, you know Peter. Oh, well, you know Peter.
The Cuban Teresa. Cling, 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 cling. Oh, well, you know, I have a wedding coming up.
Oh, well, you know, there's a wedding and there's a venue and I want to go, like, my car got a flat tire and it also has a tire that's just, like, a little bit under pressure. It's got a lot going on. She's basically just Miami's version of Erica Jane. Like, yeah, I'm under a lot of stress. Oh, well, you know, Peter.
Okay, so let's get into taking notes for Miami. Let me tell you.
It's a big day on Miami because Larsa Pippen is going to be dropping her new jewelry line. It's a drop of Larsa Marie, which, by the way, if you're kind of like half of your brand name is sort of like borrowing from Sheena's brand name, it's not going to work. Sheena Marie.
Also, in this time of like such rampant like disease and stuff, I don't want a drop of Larsa Marie. You know what I mean? I'll take a drop of anything else.
Okay. So today she's gonna be having a big influencer event for people to come see her jewelry, which I'm sure everyone's been lining up to see, right? You guys had the countdown clock on for that.
She's having an influencer event at the Airbnb she got.
And assuming that Airbnb does not burn down, because the first thing we actually see is Lisa Hochstein trying to figure out a stove. And she puts on a nonstick skillet, and then she just cranks up heat, and then there's like an explosion of fire. I'm surprised her face didn't just melt off right then and there.
That is not a face you want by an open flame.
No. Electric ranges only for you, Lisa Hochstein.
No. She's like, whoa, this is different than the one I have at home. That one has a human attached to it and presses the buttons and moves the pans around. It's hard being a mom.
And we have Kiki. I love Kiki. I think Kiki is like my perfect kind of friend of for me in that she doesn't really do, she's sort of like is beautiful and just flitters around and opens doors and be like, are you asleep? You asleep? I have to go caca. Oh my God.
I have to go caca.
You asleep?
Oh, that's Kiki's especially biggest moment so far. Is, I have to go caca.
And she also had the best fight of the season, which is that she fought with Marisol about how does one milk a goat.
So Larsa is calling, you know, can I do it with my mouth? And they're like, I mean, come on, you've got to be smarter than that. Who talks about milking a goat with their mouth? Marisol deep throating props in her diary room every like, look at me, I'm licking an iPhone.
I just learned today that Carrot Top lives nearby and he better watch out because Marisol is coming for his prop comedy gig, okay? learning so much today about Orlando.
So Larsa calls her assistant, who is keeping her daughter, you know, and she's like, how many people do we have coming for the Larsa Marie drop?
It's a drop. It's a drop of Larsa Marie.
Yeah, it's
gonna have everything.
Drop.
It's bracelets.
I just signed things. I was laying in bed the other day, and I saw the cap of a water, and I was like, that's round. I can do something with that.
Yeah. You know what?
I need a bracelet.
Now that the Olympics are back, I had this great idea. Rings. So 25 people have RSVP'd for Larsa's make or break event.
And they're all in this cast, by the way.
I know. It's like the production assistant, the intern, the Uber driver. They're all going to be there for the Larsa Marie drop.
So Kiki's going in like, are you awake? Like he said. And she jumps on Marisol in bed. And Marisol's like, well, let me tell you. After dinner last night, there was a massive party, and I hear I was there.
Just check gay Instagram where I'm an icon.
And then we see a clip of Julia just getting wasted going, okay, everyone, we take shot like Russian take shot with pickle. We take pickle. It's like, stop saying pickle when you're giving everybody a cucumber. They're different things.
They are very different things. So yeah.
Pickle of salt.
She was really...
Pickle and vodka. First you drink, and then you stop drinking. Russian style.
Russian.
So now the aftermath of that is Julia in bed being like,
I feel ill.
Yeah, she's full on barfing, actually, and Adriana's rubbing her back. And she's like, Adriana, I feel ill. I don't know what it is. What a coincidence. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm in an emotional gulag, Adriana.
So Adriana's like, oh, no.
Potato shortage.
So Adriana's like, I'm going to get you some help, okay? I'm going to get you some help. I'm going to get Ivy. That's the only thing that will help. So she's running around, and she goes to the producers, and she's like, she has throwing up and diarrhea nonstop.
Isn't that what every model wants to be put out onto Peacock? She has diarrhea nonstop, explosive diarrhea.
If you ever do that to me, I swear, I don't care.
I would be honored if you did it for me. I would be honored.
If you ever.
If Ronnie's you ever late. Tell people about my
Both
diarrhea.
Both.
If you ever tell people about diarrhea, this will cost you more than a pickle. It will cost you a lot.
Oh, good.
So Adriana tells us the backstory of the throwing up. So I woke up at 4 a.m. and she was throwing up. And then we get a flashback of there.
So, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I could just talk about vomit for hours.
You should, because I was about to be like, guys, did I tell you about my Uber ride?
No, but it's just funny because like Julia is like, this flashback, Julia's like puking, and Adriana goes, are you throwing up? No, it's just more of Martina's tennis ball art coming out.
So Adriana's like, she's getting worse, so I go for Nicole because she's a doctor. I was like, oh, no. So what kind of doctor is Nicole? And I'm not even asking.
She's
like,
a foodie. She's a foodie doctor. Anesthesiologist.
An anesthesiologist. Oh,
explains a lot of
kind.
Her storylines.
Yes, that is the best kind. Ooh, I love an anesthesiologist.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, like, she's dying. Get the anesthesiologist. Give the lady who administers drugs to the lady who's wasted, you know?
Yeah. So Nicole goes and checks in on her. She's like, okay, so when did this start? And Julia's like,
only this morning.
It's like she's never thrown up before.
And Nicole's like, all right, explain to me what you're feeling. Just explain to me exactly what you're feeling right now. And Julia's like, I love God and America.
I feel like chicken in coop who is hungry.
So,
well,
by the way,
I'm not one to count people's cockies, but that one's a lot.
By the way, I have a working theory on the nausea. I'm gonna say purse eggs. I think taking eggs in your purse on a plane and eating them 2 days later might have something to do with it. Purse eggs.
I don't know. I'm actually impressed with the. Wow, that really
wow,
sets
people
you
are really
off.
Like this is holy like a town shit. Hall. Like I say, purse
you
eggs.
Are, oh my god.
Order in the court. Order in the court.
Yeah, you guys are really into the purse egg theory. I really believe in eggs because I get those eggs that are already boiled and peeled, you know? Because that's how I like feel like I eat protein. Oh, I know.
Ooh, down with Ronnie.
Guys, that's how I feel like I'm healthy. I'm like, look at all the protein in my fridge. Like if anyone opens it, there's broccoli and bagged boiled eggs, you know? Those things last for months.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. They do. I was drunk and I ate one and it was from a long time ago and it was fine. It was good. Put a little mustard on it.
See, Julia should have boiled her eggs before she went on the plane. I'm sure everyone on the flight would have loved that. You know, I boiled my first egg only a month ago. Can you believe that? It's not a joke. It's just
you looked that shit up too on the Refinery 89. Or
I looked it up. I annoyed all my friends.
How does Ina boil the egg?
Yeah. You know? Anyway, speaking of boiled eggs,
so how did you boil it? I want to know. I want to know your meth.
Okay, the method that I have landed on is from Cooks Illustrated, and like, this is the quietest the show has been. Everyone's like, okay. I put the eggs in a steamer basket actually, and excuse me.
I read it. No,
that was a snap of approval.
That was a good snap. Oh, yeah.
I thought you were saying, how dare you?
No, it's a good snap.
So it was in a steamer, and the trick was, this is what I had to learn from my mom. The way to peel it effectively, because I tried all the methods, my mom taught me, you take one thwack on the top, you go boom, and one on the bottom and go boom. Because a lot of their articles say, do a little tap.
Little tap on the way around the sides.
No. Big tap on the top, big tap on the bottom, and it comes off really quickly.
I like testing my strength in the crack. Like, I hold it, and then I just keep squeezing it until I feel it go, and then I'm like, yeah. Do the rest with my teeth.
Russian style.
Well, we've lost our first two men. It's the egg talk, I'm telling you. It's the egg talk. They're like, fuck this.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living.
So you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. And then they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week and give you a delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use.
Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or choose anything you want. We love this place. It's like, I like eating this, this, and this. I'm a vegetarian, eat some fish sometimes. They send you all these groceries that all fit into exactly what you like.
Yeah, I have an issue with snacking in that I always want to snack, but I often snack on things that aren't always as good for me. And it was really great to get all sorts of healthy, nutritious snacks from Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Watch What Crappens listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life.
Just go to hungryroot.com/crappens to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies.
That's hungryroot.com/crappens. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Well, I'm getting to that age now, Ronnie, where I see myself on camera and I can see the back of my head. The hair is thinning out. And honestly, I mean, I have to imagine that the past few years, the stress in our world, in our lives, has impacted it.
I mean, your hair is never just about your hair, and Nutrafol knows that. It could be your job, your deodorant, your hormones. It could be almost anything that has almost nothing to do with your hair. And that's why Nutrafol takes a whole body approach to hair health, addressing the problems inside to help hair grow on the outside, supporting your lifestyle, not just your hairstyle. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Address your root causes of hair thinning with Nutrafol. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRAPPINS.
Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRAPPINS.
Okay, so kitchen, yeah, Mary Soul's judging drinking. So now everyone's talking about the drunk girl, right? And Nicole comes in and she's wearing a mask, and Mary Soul's like, I mean, why are you running around the house in a mask? What are you, Robin? What are you, Batman? What are you, Robin or Batman or somebody wears a mask?
And Nicole is like all over the place, running around the kitchen looking for a trash bag. So she winds up with like a salad bowl. And Marisol's like, a salad bowl? How many cockies can you fit in that thing? Am I right around?
All right, Doogie Howser. What is this, a soup barfetation? I mean, a salad bowl.
So there's a lot of concern about these vessels that are going off to Julia's room. Because, so what's her face? Nicole takes the salad bowl off. And so Marisol, then she finds like a little trash bin. So she picks it up. And Larsa walks in and she goes, why do you have a trash bin? Like, she's like the judgiest she's ever been. Why do you have a trash can? She's like, oh, well, because Julia's throwing up and Nicole took her a salad bowl.
It's disgusting. So then, I mean, it is, but you're also in an Airbnb. You know what people do to shit in an Airbnb? Like, you don't even have to be mean to the stuff in an Airbnb. People will take a pan and just, like, wipe their butt on. They're like, it's not mine. I'm in an Airbnb, you know? Never trust things from an Airbnb.
So Larsa, of course...
This is someone who stays in a lot of them, okay?
So Larsa makes this about herself. She's like, are you freaking kidding me?
What?
Julia's sick on the day of my event. If I have to cancel, I'll be out of a whole lot of money, a whole lot of press, and my jewelry partners will probably kill me from when those 25 people I found at the mall have to do something else today. She's acting like she's putting on the Met ball.
Yeah. So Marisol, what'd you say? Yeah,
more
OnlyFans. More than OnlyFans. Yeah, you know. I mean, that's my question. You know, if your first job is that good, do you really need the second job?
Yeah.
We all need to order more feet pics from the OnlyFans. Support Larsa. So Marisol comes in and brings like a garbage can to Julia. She's like, oh, a throw up in Russian. So she gives her the can and she's like, here you go, Julie. If you need to throw up, do it. Julie, are you even alive? Are you? All right. Old Martina had a... Good enough. She's still with us. We got a hot one over here.
E-I-E-I-O.
So then Larsa comes in. Larsa has great bedside manner. This poor... Julia is like shaking and trembling in the corner. She's like throwing up in the corner of her bed. It's sort of weird. Like she's like... So Larsa comes...
The fucking cameras are everywhere. This poor girl. You know, we've all been this girl. You know?
Yeah.
And then the cameras are there. She's just like in that little crack between the dresser and the mattress, like,
oh,
please, no.
She is. And Larsa comes in, and Larsa, mom of the year, comes in. She's like, Julia, are you okay?
It's like a good friend you always want to have with you when you're barfing. She's like, gross.
So then Adriana is out. She's now on the phone. And she's like, hello, my name is Adriana from television. And I need to book a deathbed rescue. But like soon, because she's like, she can't stop having diarrhea. Yeah, diarrhea. She can't stop throwing up. Please, get here as soon as possible.
We'll have a nurse to you on the double. Don't say double. That's what got us into this mess. Out of both holes, I'm telling you. Spewing.
Where's Nomad MD when you need it? Am I right, everyone?
So then Adriana is that person. They're all such divas on this show. I love it. Because Adriana's like, oh, how long? How long then? How long is it going to be? It's like, it's not the Olive Garden. Like,
actually, it probably was the Olive Garden. Okay, can you bring breadsticks too? So then Alexia, of course, Alexia says, oh, I've been there, done that, gotten the t-shirt. It's called The Hangover. It's called Drunk Off Your Ass. It's called, oh, well, you know, Peter, he got into an accident, and then I got drunk afterwards. Of course, Alexia's been there, done that, and had the photo, t-shirt of it.
Yeah. So then, let's see, we see just shots of drinking. They're having so many drinks. Marisol's like, yeah, and then she had shots. Not that I'm one to count people's cockies. I'm like, you are literally sitting there counting all the cocktails. So Alexia's like, she's drunk, okay? Look at the evidence. These are the pickles. These are the pickles, okay?
Alexia is so really on top of that.
Yeah. I mean, you and I would have diarrhea too if we went at the pickles like this. Oh, well, you know, Peter, one time he got into a pickle when he ran over a crosswalk attendant in the school zone. And the cops took him away, and he had diarrhea in jail overnight. So there you go. I've been there, done that. Yeah. T-shirt.
And then I find out I can't even have my wedding venue at the hotel I want because if people have diarrhea, they can't accommodate them. Yeah. So, like, it's just, like, a lot.
So Nicole's like, at this point, guys, we need to get her an IV. That's what we need to get her.
She needs to be hydrated. And Alexia goes, no. What we need to do is we have to know how to manage it. And she's like, I went to medical school and you didn't. I'm like, you don't know that Alexia didn't go to medical school. Actually, you would know because you'd be like, oh, well, I wanted to go to medical school, but my dad wouldn't let me, so I wanted to be a lawyer, but then my dad also wouldn't let me. So then I wanted to be like a lawyer slash doctor, but then Herman was like, why don't we go to a gay bar instead? I had no idea.
So Adriana comes in. She's like, I called for deathbed rescue. Okay, I'm waiting for my buzzer to go off for my table to get here. It will go off soon. And she's like, yeah, I think they're going to take her to the morgue and cremate her. Like, it gets more and more dramatic.
I know.
You know? And Alexi's like, we need a plan of action.
So then...
Burial is what you need to plan.
So I don't know if anyone else got excited by this line. People who were, like, real Bravo fans got excited like I did because Adriana goes... So, a nurse from Sag Harbor is going to come. I was like, a nurse from Sag Harbor? I will cure you with some cabaret, everyone.
A nurse from around hospital in Sag Harbor.
So, Lars is like, but guys, you know what this means? I mean, you call an operator, but then the operator calls the nurse, and then the nurse asks for the address, and then they have to look it up on Google Maps because who knows directions anymore, and then she has to get in a car or, God forbid, a bus, and then she has to find this house, and then she has to stand in awe of how classy my house choice is, and then she has to figure out how to open the front door and what are stairs. This could ruin everything, guys.
She's a real fatalist, that Larsa Pippen. So, yeah, Larsa thinks that Adriana is just being really extra about how she's handling Julia and everything. She's like, has she handled a dog, a turtle, a plant? I want to know what Larsa has actually handled and taken care of in her life also, by the way. So she goes, she's like, you know what? It's going to be 45 more minutes. I mean, she's so sick, we can't even put her in a car to take her to the emergency room. So then, well, Adriana's like, well, we can call an ambulance then. We can call 911.
Yeah.
And so, Alexia's like, oh, you know what? I thought about doing that, honestly. I call 911 for everything.
I call them for everything.
They know me.
Everything. Everything. You know? They're finding me a wedding venue right now. Yeah. You know? And I feel so much better.
I said, I have a wedding emergency. I called them right up. I said, no. Alexia calling. Alexia News Network, okay?
They said, how are you feeling? I said, I have no wedding venue. That's how I'm doing. And they said, we'll help you, you know? And you know what? They're going to pick me up. Easy as that. Everything I called them for. So then Nicole is telling Julia, Julia, you really need to get some help. You're really sick. Okay, thanks, doctor. What the hell are you doing here? Hey, just here to check on you. It looks really bad for you.
So now Adriana gets on 911. She's like, hello, it's Adriana. My friends had diarrhea since 4 a.m. Diarrhea, yes, diarrhea. The poopy kind, the big, wet, poopy kind everywhere.
Hey, I want ponies at my wedding. Tell them I want ponies at my wedding. Tell them.
And Alexia wants ponies. So then everyone has now, like, Julia is like, ah! And all the women are now in the room, and Larsa, they all have to mask up, right? Because they don't know what's going on. They're all in masks, and Larsa Pippen has taken two paper towels and put them over her face. God bless her. God.
Oh, you got a boo on that one. Yeah. So Adriana is now, I mean, this is all Julia barfing, by the way. This whole episode, should we have warned you? We're going to do 2 hours on a lady barfing up pickles. Thanks for coming.
It works for me.
She's sitting with Julia again, and Nicole's like, don't worry, if you don't die, they're going to have an IV here soon. Okay? It's like a race. And Adriana's like, 911 is coming, and they're coming with an IV. And Nicole's like, I've never heard of that. Have you, Larsa? And now they're fighting over whether ambulances have IVs.
And then Gertie has not been part of this, which she must have been sleeping in or something, because Gertie's like, got to make up for lost time. And she like runs, and she's like, here comes a Gertie hug. Gertie hug!
And so Adriana's like, everyone, this is not circus attraction. And then Lisa lowers from the ceiling on like a trapeze and a bustier. She's like, my fetish is Julia. Julia's my fetish.
So the EMT finally comes. And honestly, it could have been Candace LeWin because they were like, what's wrong? Because their voice is all like, you know, they do not want to be associated with this show. They're like, tell us where you're hurt. Why are you vomiting so much? Were you near Ramona Singer?
I didn't really buy this medic either, but you know, I don't know. But he didn't seem like a Hamptons medic, you know? I just feel like the Hamptons is so fancy, they'd be like, how are you feeling? Something wrong? What can I do? It's like Bill, you know, like from Jersey. Like, anything wrong? Anything I can help you with?
This guy's
in like some old Navy cargo shorts from like 6 years ago and like a stained shirt. He's like, hey, I'm sick over here. And he's like carrying a hose.
At this point, the Hamptons probably has hired a whole other set of paramedics specifically for Bravo shows. They're like, we got the fancy paramedics for Steven Spielberg, and we got everyone else for like Real Housewives of Miami and Summer House.
Yeah, the Summer House medical division.
Hi, so I hear there's been a medical emergency. Oh, Julia, by the way, don't worry. I know you have diarrhea, but you look great, by the way.
Hi, 911. Tell me how you're feeling. And wait, let me just say, first of all, you look great, by the way. I diagnose you as looking fucking amazing right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Hey, Julia, do me a favor. Put your weight on me. Yeah, that'll help.
So,
Manic, she's been throwing up and diarrhea out of every hole in her face.
And Adriana, I wouldn't say that she's overdramatic, but she then goes, I don't want to have to be the one to tell Martina and her daughters bad news. Oh no, she died. She died in pickle vomit. Like,
I just pray that they're going to bring her back to the Julia I love.
I mean, they're so over the top. This poor woman just has a hangover.
But did you notice that the medic also refused to be on camera? Like, they blurred his face, yeah. And then
they used a voice changer. It's like, is everything okay?
It's like, was a stormtrooper coming to check on board? So all the girls clear the room while Adriana's like praying, you know, like, take her soul.
So then Larsa, now they all gather back in the kitchen, and Larsa tells us that Adriana was trying to give her Xanax for her, for her vomit, and Lisa, by the way, the only one who's not cared at all, of course, is Lisa Hochstein, because she doesn't really care, really, but, I mean, do we ever really think that Lisa Hochstein's going to care if someone's vomiting? She's not letting that get near her glam that she spent 5 hours doing, right? So she's just sitting there, still like, she's like, what about my trauma, okay? I almost caused a fire. So they're there, and Larsa is spiraling because, well, she probably spirals in general, but also because, you know, her event might get destroyed by this, destroyed by Julia's vomiting.
I just love Lisa's attitude because really I'm the Lisa, you know? She's just like, I just didn't go over there because, like, it's just too much, you know? I mean, Julia and I have a different approach, you know? Like, she shows her weakness, and to me, that's like pooping. She's gross. No one needs to know about it. And I'm like, I get her. I get Lisa. And Lisa's like, Larsa's like, oh my God, how is my event gonna go on? With Julia sick like this, it just threw off my whole day. Cause like, this is gonna be a whole different level for my brand.
How is she gonna put out an assortment of bracelets on the roof?
It's crazy stuff.
How? First she has to bring the bracelets upstairs, then she has to look at the table, and then she has to put them on the table, and now it's all ruined.
I got a poster board with my face on it. This could ruin everything. So Larsa's like, oh, but don't worry, I'm not totally selfish. We're also going to have a Lisa birthday party tonight to celebrate Lisa Hochstein.
The thing we've all been waiting for. Celebrating Lisa Hochstein. Finally. So now they're like, okay, well, Julia, she might be dying, but, you know, we have to get into glam. That's the most important thing. So they all now are getting ready for this big, the big event, the Larsa Marie drop.
And it's still Adriana rubbing Julia's head, like, medic, is she still with us? And she's like, okay, listen, Julia, your vitals, normal. Your blood pressure is normal. Your love of God is not so normal, but you know what? I love you anyway. Come back to me.
Julia's like, thank you for taking such good care of me. Tell my children I love them forever and feed the goats.
So then it's Gertie. Gertie comes up because this party is not set up. Why isn't this party set up? This party, there's tables, there's chairs, there's a poster. What else does it need?
Gertify!
It needs
Gertify it.
And here's how I gertify things. Hello, 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 hello.
She goes, I love party planning. So then now Larsa has to remind us that she has a brand. She goes, this launch is really important to my brand, okay? I'm in so many stores. I mean, I physically walk into stores. My brand isn't. I just really need to work hard on getting the name out, so I invited a bunch of cool influencers who post about it. That's how you make your product go viral. I looked up some of the influencers, the ones that I could, and they all, not to be shady like this, but they all had like 900 followers.
Hey, listen. You know, don't throw away the change you find in your pocket. That adds up into something. That adds up into dollars.
Well.
So arrivals, and Lars is like, oh my God, thank you for coming. You're doing a great job parking the cars, by the way. Be sure to stop by that table over there. And then we get, what is her name? Brett Graffiti?
Brett Gran. Brett Gran,
Brett.
The editor-in-chief of socialmiami.com.
Yeah. She's like, Larsa, it's me, Brett, from socialmiami.com.
She's the Anna Wintour of Starbucks.
And Larsa's like, yeah, guess what? We brought Miami to the Hamptons. And the Hamptons closed its damn airport, okay? Stop doing the Hamptons does not like that, okay?
So Adriana's like, by the way, everyone, I just called Martina Navratilova to let her know that Julia's alive and well. She's alive and well.
Number two, I told her, she's engaged. They got friend engaged. Now, Adriana is wearing a neon orange doily dress. I don't know what's happening with Adriana, but man, I'm really enjoying Adriana this season. Are you guys, or are you still like, oh, boo, fuck her? You are?
I'm enjoying all of them. Yeah. Her face, yeah.
Well, that's true. Well, you know,
it's a lot, you know.
Wow, usually I'm the negative one. I love this town. It's like, stop being so positive. I'm moving here.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Do you struggle trying to reach those corner lashes when applying mascara? L'Oreal Paris new Panorama Mascara catches every lash for corner-to-corner volume.
Your sister has been using this, right?
She loves it. Yes, they sent me some and I gave it to my sister and my nieces. And actually, I looked at, I saw my niece the other day and was like, your eyelashes, is that the new mascara? She's like, yes, look at them. They were like fanned out. I mean, this is a great product.
You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Want to see life in panorama with fully fanned out lashes? Now you can with L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara that creates corner-to-corner panoramic lash volume.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
I have a question. Actually, I have a question. Did you guys know that Alexia is planning a wedding? Oh my God, I have all this pressure. Like, oh my God, oh, well, you know, Peter, I have all this pressure and stress. And like, I feel like the wedding is like the most difficult thing to ever plan in your entire life. Like, it's just like so much right now. It's so much right now. I'm calling 911, okay?
Yeah, so she's still going after about her wedding to Gertie, and Larsa is talking to an influencer, and she's like, so I really think my prices are good. These hoops are like $450. What? $450, ma'am? Like, yeah, but like, see these tiny diamonds? They're also on the inside. Because like on the inside of the, finally the lady's like, because they sparkle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She goes, I feel like it's more important to have quality over quantity, you know? That's why I wanted to invite the right influential people and not necessarily have 150 people that I don't know, and also 150 people probably wouldn't come to this anyway, so.
And then we get gay Max Vanderpump. Did you guys notice? Or Max Todd, I guess. But he looks just like Max Todd, this influencer, and he's like, I'm gonna put this on social.
So now there's like a lot of like, you know, hubbub, people saying hello, hugging, there's a group photo and everything. And Nicole starts talking about how she wants to clear the air with Marisol, because remember Marisol was like, I want to play a game. Here's a fun game. Who do you trust the least? Right up there with Chutes and Ladders.
I just want to play a little game tonight. Who wishes Nicole was dead and why? Go. And everyone's dressed in their bright Hamptons colors, or, well, I guess Hamptons is just white, but like, you know, everyone's dressed very brightly and stuff. And Marisol comes out in a black dress and she's like, I'm here.
Like a slowly spilling beverage.
You know, it really when something is. Spills, it's like the Coke commercial, like where they're trying to make the Coke look all sexy, and it's like falling slowly out of the thing.
Chicka cherry cola.
But in real life at the movie theater, that shit gets all over you because it's like. Nicole's, you know, dissing her. She's like, well, I have to work things out with her because, like, I don't know if she's just old, so she's losing her hearing, or if she's had too many cockies and she's ready for rehab. Listen, ma'am, I'm trying to be on your side, but your age and alcoholic shaming at the same time. Back it up. You better back it up, bitch. All right.
Wait, Ronnie.
Us old drunks pay taxes to run this country, bitch.
Ronnie, is that the first time in 10 years of this podcast that you just defended Marisol Patton?
I'm defending Tito's.
Okay. So now, like, this event's been going on, but now the next part of the event is that they're going to have this big, like, sort of luncheon. And the thing is that the one person who's not there yet is Lisa Hochstein, because she's been like downstairs doing glam for this whole thing. So they go down. So now they're like, so Gertie has to go down and get Lisa Hochstein. And that version, what that means is Gertie walking down going, stop, go, stop, go, Gertified, Gertified.
There's a stair. Okay, it's a flat part now. Hello, flat part. Stair.
She is like a staircase narrator, because there are those people that's like, there's a step, one more step. You know that there's some people who love narrating a staircase. There's a step, one more step.
He is that person.
Yeah. It's important to know how many steps.
So, by the way, the photographer is the medic. Okay, the medic who came over. It's not like, anybody want a picture? So Alexia notices Elisa's not there, and she's like, where's Alexia? I feel like all day long I've been saying, where's Lisa? Like, where's Waldo, you know? And where is Waldo, by the way? I've never seen Waldo. I've never found Waldo. Where is he?
Who is Waldo? So they're all sitting down, and...
Can you imagine Alexia looking at a where's Waldo? Who's Waldo? Waldo.
I've seen it. It's called The Neverending Story. I don't know. I've been looking forever. Is that Peter? Oh, well, you know, Peter's here. Peter's here. No, that's not Peter. It's a drawing. Oh, okay.
Where is he? Waldo. Waldo.
Oh, well, you know, Waldo. Like, I'm sorry that Waldo's lost, but you know what? I have to make a wedding, okay? And so, like, how about where's wedding? Where's wedding? So the girls are sitting at the table, and Adrian, they all sit down for lunch, and Adrian goes, oh, well, I had to get ready in the middle of vomit pieces in sink.
Ay, por favor. Ay, Dios mío. Please don't say that.
And now the most important part of the episode. An umbrella fight. Time for the umbrella fight.
There's this long table, and they all start to sit down, and Adriana's like, more umbrella. More umbrella. I need more umbrella here. More umbrella. I need more umbrella here. More umbrella. More.
Julia's vomiting. Julia has diarrhea. I need umbrella. I don't want to have to call Martina and tell her I didn't have umbrella.
And so, Lisa's like, Adriana, I need you to stop. Okay? You have some sun on your back. I have some sun on my face. Let's just calm down. We're all getting the sun.
By the way, Lisa is the type of person who shows up really late, and since everyone's going to be mad at her, she tries to get ahead of the story by being mad at you first. You know? Did you notice that? You know people who do that. So she's already mad. So Lisa's like, everything's a problem. Everything's a problem. And he's like, oh, Lisa, here we go. You know, you could have been here an hour ago, Lisa. You could have been.
But while we're talking about the kind of people are, Larsa is that kind of person to have an event at an Airbnb with two umbrellas at like 20 feet of table. I mean, they're like, oh my God, the sun. You know, listen, none of us need to be in the sun. We all know that, right? Especially a real housewife. No real housewife needs, everybody knows it. You cannot put a bunch of real housewives out in the sun, right? So Larsa's answer is, just get closer together.
And they're bickering, by the way, this sun is blazing down, and they're bickering about the two umbrellas. And meanwhile,
I need the umbrella. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you this. I told you. That, by the way, they told us the cushions are not attached to the chairs. Like, are you guys going to be moving around a lot? We're like, no, we'll be fine. I'll just put that open water over there.
All right.
So these two women are fighting about, like, I want shade. And meanwhile, all the 25 influencers are just, like, melting in the sun, like, someone give us water. The poor extras are melting.
I have been with a friend who's dead now. This is what I'm doing all day, and you're going to take the sun? You know, I got here early, and I told everyone, I get the shady spot, and now you come late and get shady spot.
We were here first for shady spot. It's literally a shady spot fight.
And Marisol just out of nowhere goes,
you have to laugh.
And Lisa's like, Adriana, I can't believe what is coming out of your mouth. Which is said a lot, probably. And Adriana's like, well, what's coming out of my mouth? She goes, it's shit. Shit's coming out of your mouth. No, that's coming out of Julia's butt right now.
Her mouth, her butt, her eyes,
everywhere.
Lars is like, this is so embarrassing. I'm over here trying to get the media and influencers to post how beautiful my products are, and I have Adriana talking about vomit and pulling the umbrella away and ruining my business.
Her business. Bitch, can you stop killing my moment?
But I have to call 911.
So Nicole's one is like, guys, this is Larsa's moment. There are guests here. The guests are just like passed out in the heat.
So, and Lisa's like, well, I'm sorry. It's not like I'm trying to be the queen of anything. And Adrian is like, I'm going to go check on that person. She gets up and she's like pretending to
stalk. And she literally says, somebody could have died today. But that's not important enough. Okay, you, Lisa, you're the queen. Someone, Julia's dead. Yeah. Dead.
So Alexi's like, you weren't there, Lisa. It was serious. Her blood pressure was 70 over. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay? The rescue was here for a really, really long time. The medic tried to take the garter belt off my leg with his teeth. Okay? Raised a lot of stress.
And Gertie says the thing that she's like, oh, does anyone need an obvious moment? It was a shady conversation, literally. Gertified.
She starts just high-fiving the air because no one will high-five her. So Adriana, who stormed off but nobody follows her, just is right back, you know? She's like, okay, well, she's still sleeping. So then they give her a seat with Mary Saul, and Larsa's like, Larsa Marie is a big deal. They really gave Larsa a lot today.
She's really trying to. She once again is like, this is make or break today. I have Brett Michaels from Miami Social here. What's her name?
And Mary Soul's like, come on, Lisa, come on, Adriana. Listen, at the end of the day, you're both the only two with the guts to wear see-through doilies as an outfit. Let's just kiss and make up.
And Adriana's like, then they just start laughing, and Adriana's like, okay, that was a good scene. Good scene, good scene. Next time we share the shade, bitch. And they're laughing. And now it's like a happy ending for this event, and Larsa's now very happy. She's like, you know what? With all the great media attention we got.
And then they show snapshots of all the influencers posting. Alexia. Dun, 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 dun. Everybody who's just already in the cast. She's like, with all the influencers I got to show up. The cast.
Lars,
the medic.
Yeah, she goes, Larsa Marie picked up some great momentum. And then we see a picture of her on the cover of Harper's Bazaar. And she goes, and I was like, what? And she goes, and because of that, I got Harper's Bazaar, bitches.
And this, boom, boom. Vietnam
edition. Guys, I'm huge in Guam.
So funny. So now's a segment where everybody calls the husbands that really hate them. Like, that's a housewife standard, right? They're like, hey, do you want to know about my trip? So, like, Gertie's is the best because she's like, oh my God, wait until I tell you what happened today. Okay, a girl got sick and blah, 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 blah. And it's just silent. It's like a good like 10 seconds of silence. And she's like, are you listening to this? He's like,
I love Marvel. But then Julia calls up Martina and she's like, hello, my love. I am here. I am alive. I was sick as dog. And Martina's like, shut the fuck up. I'm making Steffi Graf's house.
I'm just sitting here outside Steffi Graf's house waiting for the Thai food to come. I ordered one pad Thai for myself and the other to smash all over the driver's side of her window. Bitch, hope you're having fun, honey.
I had your goat poop on Steffi Graf's doorstep. Just waiting to see what happens next.
And so Julia's like, okay, Martina, just please tell the girls. It is nothing over. Okay, it's nothing. It's mystery illness.
Okay, drunkie. Talk to you later.
So now, Nicole and Marisol.
Oh, now the big Marisol and Nicole showdown.
Big moment.
So how are you doing, Marisol? And she's like, divine.
She's, well, it's been a tense couple of days, and it's our last night, and I genuinely want to have a good time. And I know we had heated words the other day, and, you know, it was a stupid argument about the rooms. And I told Alexia she was snappy, and I felt like in response to me calling out your best friend, that you guys tried to attack me at dinner, and it felt really intentional. Marisol's just like,
Does this thing have a mute button or what? Just can't. She's like, you don't know what Alexia is going through. I mean, listen, whatever struggles you have, don't even compare. She's trying to get married to her third insanely wealthy man. It's hard.
I mean, she lost her wedding venue. She wants a bachelorette party. She's still trying to figure out how to forward her mail. It's very difficult for her.
And Nicole's like, yeah, but what you did to me at dinner, telling her that stuff that I said, that you said, that they said, that was done, umbrella. I mean, that was very strategic, Marisol. And Marisol's like, strategic? Me? I'm the least strategic person you've ever seen. Have you heard of my PR business? Exactly. I just proved my own point.
She's like, I'm not nasty and destructive. You're the one who said those things. I'm just repeating what you said because you're really nice, but you talk shit about everyone. Listen, somebody's got to drive a story on this damn show, so it might as well be me.
You're bullying me. You are bullying me.
The ever famous, you're bullying me.
Yeah.
Accusation.
So then Marisol, by the way, Marisol's defense, and she uses this a lot, but it doesn't ever make sense. She goes, listen, I grew up in this town.
Yeah.
I know everyone.
Everyone. I know everyone.
Every single person. And she starts doing Heather Dubrow's claw hands, too. I know everyone, including Pac-Man, okay?
And then she goes, and guess what? Where there's smoke, there's fire. Yeah, but who set the fucking fire? I'm so sick of people saying when there's smoke, there's fire. Who said it? I always think it's Lisa Rinna there with some matches. Like,
actually, it's more like when there's smoke, there's diarrhea.
Out of every hole.
Out of it. Every hole. She died in fire of diarrhea.
Okay, so basically Marisol's not giving, so Nicole's like, well, you know, I can't argue with that one. I mean, God, the smoke and fire thing is hard because when there's smoke, there usually is some kind of, damn it, you really got me. Like, so, my work here is done. She just drops her lollipop. Done.
Yeah, Marisol's whole thing is, I think you have me confused with someone who cares, and I don't care, because I'm a gay icon who has lollipops and drinks with a straw, so.
So Marisol's like, Marisol 2021 doesn't care. So if Nicole thinks that I exposed her, she's in the, hold on, can we get a disco ball going? That would be great. Possibly some shared, not with the lyrics. I don't want my line stepped on.
Do you guys, by the way,
put her in the I don't care box. A boom!
Who do you guys, I mean, I personally don't believe Marisol in this. I feel like, literally, like, Nicole was the only one who actually was, like, gave Larsa the benefit of the doubt, like, ever in Larsa's ever, her life. And she was, and the only one who ever calls anyone hookers is Marisol.
Yeah, she does do that in this episode and last. But you know what? I believe it. I believe that she was talking shit and saying, oh my God, we're going to be on TV with Larsa. She's a hooker and a homewrecker.
Which is what everyone
says.
We
all said it.
We all say that.
I mean, come on. Who doesn't?
You can't get mad at labels. Otherwise, how are you going to know how many calories are in things? Labels are important. Okay.
So now it's dinner time. It's Lisa Hochstein's birthday, the thing we've all been waiting for, honestly. So everyone's like gathering in the kitchen. Everyone's sort of doing like a low rent version of like the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. You know when they walk into a room on Beverly Hills, like, how are you? What are you wearing? You look amazing. How are you, Kyle? You brought the bangs back, didn't you?
So they gather, and this wine guy is there, and he's like, I'm the head of blah blah Spanish wine. Like, nobody cares. Like, get your wares out, okay, sir?
And Julia, so Julia's back.
In, yeah, Julia comes in fresh and amazing.
And she's like, I am back to life. You know, after getting fluids and IVs and sleeping for hours, I'm finally feeling better. I'm tough.
I'm a Russian.
I'm like, you're tough and Russian. Should we like roll the footage of you in the corner of the bed?
And Julie is like, you know, thank God, you know, thank God for calling doctors because nobody knows why I was sick. So please, let's all not tell anybody I was sick from drink, okay? And Marisol's like, the house was in a frenzy. And she's like, I was not drunk, everyone. They took a picture of my heart. What does that prove?
Yeah, she
like,
says...
Do drunk people have, like, Marisol hearts? Are, like, the drunk people, like, oh, yeah? It's like, you know, swirling a martini into the picture.
Well, she said that the EMTs came and did, like, an EKG.
They took a picture of my heart. I have mystery disease caused by alcohol.
So... It's such a bizarre episode. So then Kiki, so now they're all sitting down at dinner at this tasting, which is the tasting, which is like a slab of steak over mashed potatoes, over asparagus. It's like, nice tasting. And so Kiki's like, I'm an episode too. I get to say things. So she's like, I've been here forever and no cute boys. I'm going to go back dry. No vacation hookup. Oh my God.
So she's like, so Lisa, what is your favorite sexual fantasy? And everyone's like, what? Like, everyone's so shocked that she would say that. And Marisol's like, oh, por favor, sexual fantasies. Oh. So Alexia's like, you know what? We don't like to share our fantasies. That's it.
Only our wedding plans. So you know that Lisa and Lenny have had a big argument about this before, because Lisa doesn't say anything. Lisa goes, my fantasy... It's my husband, and I'm dreaming about him right now.
I want him right now.
Lenny Hochstein.
And it's the only time this cast has ever been silent. So Lisa's like, guys, come on, isn't Lenny cute? And they're like, He looks like Wreck-It Ralph being created out of, like, slime, like, rising out of the slime that my niece makes on the weekends, you know?
Wreck-It Ralph made out of slime.
So the producer's like, they ask if the ladies think that Lenny's cute, and everyone's like,
No one knows. And Marisol's like, all right, this is my moment. Let me answer this.
Straw squeaks.
The straw just goes up and down. So
Adriana's just like, diarrhea, eyes, butt. So Lisa's like, okay,
but I do have a fantasy from the old days. I used to really love Channing Tatum.
And Gordy goes, who?
Who? And then the producer is now, it's like a round robin of what they all think about Channing Tatum. And they're like, what do you think of Channing Tatum? And Julia's like,
I don't know who he is. Can he save me from mystery disease?
Enchanting Tater? All Taters are enchanting. They are state flower of Russia.
What is a Channing Tatum?
State flower of Russia.
Channing, is it boy? Is it girl? Does it play tennis?
And Nicole's like, he's my hall pass. And Gordy's just going, ew, you don't know who he is. What are you ewing, the mystery piece of meat, lady who works for celebrities?
So I've actually been team Nicole for most of the season until this point. Until this point when she says, my hall pass is John Mayer.
I mean, your body is Wonderland. That guy knows how to lay pipe.
I will stand behind that. I rebuke it. So she goes. She
look
goes,
what you've done.
I know, look what I did. I spoke out
against. You
might
as well have talked about boiled eggs.
Thank you guys for coming tonight with our hot takes about boiled eggs and John Mayer. Glad you waited 2 years for that, right? So Nicole's like, you know what, I don't have a type, you know, I find him to be very sexy, and he's super smart, and every interview he's well-cultured, and he's well-traveled, and he collects watches. Oh, but he collects watches. Why didn't you say that in the first place?
Yeah. So the producer asked Mary Stoll, do you think that Nicole can be superficial when it comes to choosing her men? And Mary Stoll's like, time will tell. I'm not spilling the beans. You'll see. I've lived here forever.
XOXO, gossip Marisol.
What are you shaming? Your best friend is marrying someone with a garage that lifts the car on a lift. Cállate. Cállate su bocas.
So Adriana's trying to now get in this. She's like, oh, well, you know, she's like, I have a recurring dream about Brad Pitt. And Gertie goes, ew. I'm like, I think Brad Pitt's like universally like an okay recurring dream, you know? So then Adriana's like, she's like, I would wake up drenched down there. And then Lisa, it's already kind of like, ugh. And then Lisa Hoxine goes, my son looks like Brad Pitt. Cuter, though. No, don't do that.
So then it gets to Alexia, her turn, and she's like, all my fantasies come true. Always. I remember when I was little, I was obsessed with this man on the TV, and I would kiss the TV, and I would say, I love you. And then all these years later, I'm married, and of course Herman knows about it, and I'm at the Beverly Hills Hotel, and I hear, and boom, he's right there. Like, Benny Hill. Yes, oh my God. What a man. That's why I married Herman.
I loved when she said that. She's like, oh, I would say, because Luis Miguel. And she's like, oh, I would go up to the TV and I'd be like kissing the TV. And I'm just like imagining the poltergeist ghosts being like, we're going to come through the TV. Whoa. We'll go to a different house. Different house. A lot of ghosts coming through the TV jokes tonight.
So then we get Larsa.
Oh, God.
Larsa. Larsa's like, I don't have any fantasies. I feel like one time I fantasized about an actor, but then I feel like I got him. And then I fantasized about an athlete, but then I feel like I was with him. And like, I feel like my fantasies are like, I feel like they're all like, I feel like they're reality, but like they're not like, I feel like they're not like fantasy. Oh my God, I'm gonna kill you. Who's letting Larsa talk so much?
So they're like, so who's the actor? And she's like, I'm not gonna say. Well, his initials are MJ. And poor Kiki goes, Michael Jackson? I feel so bad that Kiki for one moment had the image in her head of Michael Jackson and Larsa having sex. So they're all trying to think of it. And of course, I go onto a website and I'm like, who are famous people with the initials MJ? So there's Mila Jovovich, Magic Johnson, Margaret Josephs, which I think would be an interesting crossover. So,
did someone just say Margaret Josephs?
I said it.
No, I'm sorry. You said it. Down there said Ben Affleck. Who said that?
Ben Affleck.
I'm hearing things now.
So basically, it's like, so they ask, is it Michael B. Jordan? And Larsa's like, I'm not saying.
You wish.
I mean, we all wish, but you really wish.
It was like Mikhail Jarifnikov. Like, shut up, you know, you're lying.
Was it maybe Marsha P. Johnson? I think this is just, she's an American gay liberation activist and drag queen.
She's like, but I will tell you this. It was like he was in that movie, but it wasn't like the movie. It's like, imagine how he feels.
I know. Listen, I think it's Matt James from The Bachelor. That's what I'm going to say.
But I like him. That made me so sad. Yeah. You guys don't like Matt James? What'd he do? I stopped watching The Bachelor, so I don't know who did really bad things.
So then ultimately, they're basically like, they bring out a birthday cake for Lisa, and they start doing like, you know, even though we had to sit through a shitty bracelet event, this is a great weekend for all of us. And they're dancing, and the creepy guy from the store comes in, he's like DJing, you know, and they're trying to put a spin on like, wasn't this a great cast trip, guys?
Larsa's like, I got a sick DJ. I was like, don't say that in this house, okay?
The DJ.
DJ Pickle.
Diarrhea coming here, everywhere coming out.
So then Marisol's like, oh my God, we were literally living Squid Games. Oh, just enough. Enough with you.
Could you imagine Marisol in Squid Games? I gotta cut out a cookie. Oh my God. I know everyone in this game. I was born in Squid Games.
I'm taking your marbles. I know everyone in this town.
I love red light, green light. I know all the traffic signals in Miami.
And that brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Miami.
Next week, a fight about Kanye West's penis.
Don't be mean about my friend's penis.
I'm friends with Kanye West. You guys, thank you so much for coming out tonight.
Thank you.
We love Orlando. We love Florida. Thanks for waiting for us. Everyone get home safely and have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
I love you guys.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Capsewell. Mina Coochie. Coochie coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.